the first question. We have always heard that Tantra is basically concerned with sex energy and sex-centered techniques. But you say that Tantra is all-inclusive. Is there any truth in the former standpoint? The majority of the techniques in Vigyan Bhairav seems to be non-tantric. Is this true? The first thing is to understand sex energy. As you understand it, it is just part, one fragment of life force. But as Tantra understands it, it is just synonymous with life. Not a part, not a fragment, life itself. So when Tantra says sex energy, it means life energy. And the same is true about Freudian concepts of sex energy. He was also very much misunderstood in the West. It appeared to people that he is reducing life to sex. But he was doing the same thing as Tantra has been doing for so long. Life is sex. The word sex is not confined to reproduction. The whole play of life energy is sex. Reproduction is just a part of that whole play. Wherever two energies are meeting, negative and positive, sex has entered. It is difficult to understand. For example, you are listening to me. If you ask Freud, or if you ask Tantra masters, they will say that listening is passive, feminine. Speaking is male. Speaking is penetrating you, and you are receptive to it. Between a speaker and a listener, a sex act is happening. Because the speaker is trying to penetrate you, and the listener is receiving. The energy in the listener has become feminine. And if the listener is not feminine, there will be no phenomena of listening. That's why the listener has to be totally passive. He should not think while listening, because thinking will make him active. He should not go on arguing within, because argument will make him active. While listening, he should be simply listening, not doing anything else. Only then the message can penetrate and the message can become illumined. But then the listener has become feminine. Communication happens only when one party has become male and another party has become female. Otherwise, there can be no communication. Wherever negative and positive meet, sex has happened. It may be on the physical plane. Positive and negative electricity meet. Sex has happened. wherever polarities meet, opposites meet, it is sex. So sex is a very wide, very spacious term. It is not concerned with only reproduction. Reproduction is only one type of phenomena which can be included into sex. And Tantra says, when inside you the ultimate bliss and ecstasy comes, it means your own positive and negative pole have come to a meeting. Because every man is man and woman both. Every woman is man and woman both. Because you are born not only from woman or from man. You are born out of a meeting of the opposites. Your father has contributed, your mother has contributed. You are half your mother and half your father. And they both coexist within you. When they meet within, ecstasy happens. Buddha sitting under his Bodhi tree is in a deep inner orgasm. The inner forces have come to meet. They have melted into each other. Now there will be no need to seek a woman outside, because the meeting has happened with the inner woman. And Buddha is non-attached, detached to woman outside, not because he is against woman, but the ultimate phenomena has happened within. Now there is no need. An inner circle has become whole. Now it is complete. That's why such grace comes to Buddha's face, the grace of being complete. Now nothing is lacking. A deep fulfillment has happened. Now there is no journey further. He has achieved the ultimate destiny. The inner forces has come to a meeting. Now there is no conflict. That is a sexual phenomena. Meditation is a sexual phenomena. That's why Tantra is said to be sex-based, sex-oriented. And all these 112 techniques are sexual. Really, no meditative technique can be non-sexual. But you have to understand the wideness of the term sex. If you don't understand, then you will be confused and misunderstanding will follow. So whenever Tantra says sex energy, it means the Elan Vital, life energy itself. They are synonymous. And whatsoever we call sex is just one dimension of life energy. There are other dimensions. And really it should be so. You see, a seed is sprouting. Somewhere flowers are coming into the trees. The birds are singing. The whole phenomena is sexual. It is life manifesting in many ways. The bird is singing, it is a sexual call, invitation. The flower is attracting butterflies and bees, it is an invitation. Because those bees and butterflies will carry the seeds of reproduction. Stars are moving in this space. No one has yet worked about it. But this is one of the oldest tantra concepts, that there are male planets and female planets. Otherwise, there will be no movement. And it must be so, because the polarity is needed, the opposite is needed to create magnetism, to create attraction. Planets must be male and female. Everything must be divided into these two polarities. And life is a rhythm between these two oppositions, repulsion and attraction, coming nearer and going far. These are the rhythms. And Tantra uses the word sex. Wherever the opposites meet, it is a sexual phenomenon. And how to meet your inner opposites, how to make them meet, is all that is the purpose of meditation. So all these 112 methods are sexual. There cannot be anything else. There is no possibility. But try to understand the wideness of the term sex.